Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show, starring
the Mrs.
and Mr.
And that's right, welcome back to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Of course, I am here with the Mrs. and the Mr.
Hello.
Welcome on Periscope. As always, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting. They put the attitude in broadcasting. And welcome back to the show. So we're going to just dive right on into it. Let's go into funny family moments of the week.
Just this week. So yes, we time box it because we don't want to go too far back. So I believe this week we're talking about your BFF, my mother. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay. So Mom has long admired our Amazon Echo and our Amazon Tap. And when she comes over, she'll, you know, tell the mister, you know, get it to play classical, right? So it's like, okay. So we've showed her how to use it. And so the tap, you know, because the tap, you actually press the button, you don't just speak to it. And so she's been, you know, you've got two, you don't need two, you should let me have one. And she's so cute when she does it, but she's been going on for a couple of months now. about how, you know, she should, you know, she needs one and her birthday's coming up. Yeah. So on Prime Day last week, I took advantage of the Prime Day sales. They had the Amazon Echo for $50 off. And so we went ahead and got Mom one for her birthday. And her birthday is actually a couple of months away. So so I asked the mister, so are we making her wait for her birthday, or are we going to give it to her early? And what did you say?
I said, what do you want to do?
So, okay. So why am I telling this story if you're not going to participate?
What did I said, wait a minute. Did I say, go ahead and give it to her. Why make her wait?
No. You said, no, you don't even remember what you said?
Did I say, wait until her birthday?
Yes.
Okay.
So what happened?
I said, wait until her birthday. Okay. So I said, wait until her birthday.
Yes.
Okay. And go ahead.
No, it's ruined now.
How is it ruined? We're still talking about it.
Come on.
It's ruined. It's not ruined. Talk about it.
It is not ruined.
I don't want to talk about it now.
I want to hear the end of the story. You can't just cliffhanger.
You can't start something and then
you
don't
can't
finish
just, yeah, you can't do that.
Well, you should talk to the mister. He should have been ready to go with his part
you
of
sizzled,
the commentary.
You sizzled me without any steak. I don't like that. No, that's not how this works.
So, and okay, so fine. You can. I don't think it's going to be as exciting as it now. As
my
you're
part was
him.
Not that exciting. I mean, seriously, I had three choices. It wasn't that great.
What was, what was the third choice?
But you didn't even remember.
No, because I didn't. I was like, eh.
So, wow. All right. So, so it ended up that today I set up her Echo for her. They came over for lunch. I let her unbox it. And,
oh, you let her unbox it?
I did, which oh, I know was shocking because normally I unbox all electronics in our house. But
did you tell everybody what Echo is in case they don't know?
Amazon Echo? Echo?
Yeah.
So I think you can Google it.
Amazon Echo, okay, like some people don't Google or, you know, whatever, is basically is basically a Amazon product that tells you different things, or it can set alarms, it can set calendar dates, it can play music,
Alexa.
It can tell you jokes.
So it's kind of like Alexa in a
it
way.
Is Alexa.
It's Alexa. Oh.
So that the actual device is called the Amazon Echo.
Echo.
And so an Alexa is the wake word, one of the wake words you can use. The others are Echo and Amazon. And so you can, it has, active listening. So when it hears its wake word, it will start listening for a command.
Okay.
So, so you can say, Alexa, as my mother did today, Alexa, play classical music. Yeah. And then she wanted to know what one of the songs was. And so we asked Alexa, what, you know, who's this song by? And Alexa told us. And then we listened to Weather and some political jokes. And I showed Mom how you can go into our Kindle library and it'll start to read a book to you, but okay. It reads it as Alexa. And Alexa reads like line by line, so, and not with emotion. Like, so it's funny if you want to laugh. It's not particularly useful.
It's not great if you want to enjoy the book.
If you actually, right, we actually want the, you know, to understand the book. But Mom was very happy, so I set it up in our house, and then I showed her how she would need to change the Wi-Fi when she got to her house. Mm. And sure enough, 20 minutes later, my Alexa app pops up showing that Grandma's Echo is now playing classical music in their condo. So,
but, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So everybody's happy. She will stop asking about taking one of ours. I get to keep both of mine. And she now can play classical music and Pandora to her heart's content in
Not
her
just
condo.
That. Yeah, I'm going to go back just a little bit. Couple weeks ago, she comes over and she's like, let's play. She's like, Alexa, play classical music. I was like, first you have to hit the button, you know,
because it's the tap. This is the tap, which I keep in the living room.
Okay.
So, you know, she puts classical music on and then she's like, we'll put the TV on HD TV. Okay. I was like, all right. So I did that. It's just funny. But no. And every time she comes over, it's like, where's my Alexa? So, you know, we had to go ahead and do that.
So my mom is very cheap, so they refuse to pay for HD cable. So when she comes to our house, it's like it needs to be the HD.
Does she have cable? Is it like the box thing that you have to have now, right?
I mean, no, they have UVerse. So I mean, but she's got she only pays for SD. She won't pay the extra $10 for HD. And she's got like the lowest channel package possible.
I get it.
They actually watch, you know, they're not home all that much either, but
my grandmother doesn't have, she won't do
but
HD.
I told Dad, I said, now you can go get all the Bluetooth light bulbs you like and you can turn things on and off in the house to your heart's content. And you just get, if you've ever met my father, the idea of letting something like that control anything in his house. Right, he's fine if it makes my mother happy to talk to something to play music. He's fine with that, but like, no way in heck is some device gonna turn his lights on and off.
Right.
And I agree with him after reading that article about that guy who basically his entire house was controlled by Echo, and his Wi-Fi, like his internet, went down.
Oh no!
And so yeah, so no lights, no nothing,
oh,
no,
no
alarm clock, no absolutely nothing. He was. And it was like two days or three days, whatever, when he got the, it's crazy.
Bad.
No, that's too much for me. Yeah, I don't want a smart house yet. I'm not into that yet.
Grandma won't let you have a smart house.
No,
yet.
Grandma ain't going to let me have a smart house. No smart house for me. All right, well, okay. Good.
So that's our funny family moment.
Funny family moment of the week. If you're just joining us on Periscope, welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. We just ended the funny family moment. If you have any funny family moments that, you know, anything that your family just kind of makes you laugh about, or anything that just it happens that you kind of, you're like, oh, okay, I got to tell people about this. Go to the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com, Mr. and Mrs. Show at Twitter and Facebook. Let us know about it.
Right. And we'll
so let's go. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let us know about it. Let's go into a segment we haven't done for a minute here.
So you let me do it?
Yeah. All right. I'll let you open it up here.
Well, no, it's more of a question. It was like, I wanted to ask you, because we talk about it, we joke about it when we go somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's called the major curse. You know what that is?
Yes.
We go somewhere, and nobody's there when we get there. But everybody shows up after we get there. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
So you'd have to understand my family. So this is really more like the Mrs. Family Curse is really what it is. So we will, and so our brother-in-law, also part of the family but through marriage. He says it's just because we're early to everything.
Yeah.
So that,
I believe that
it's the normal amount of people who would have shown up whether we were there or not, but we just get there. We're always, you know, if lunch is noon, we're there at 11:30, right, kind of thing. So, which I, you know, but it is almost everywhere, and it doesn't have to be all of us, just one of us could be somewhere. And sure enough, within, you know, 5 minutes, there are, it's just all of a sudden. So we can go into the deadest place in Charlotte, right, where just nobody is. They've hung out all day long. Not a soul has walked through the door. They're all just kind of chillaxing, right, because nobody's around. And then, you know, we go up and order, and by the time they finish filling our order, the place is packed, and they're like, what the heck?
By the we will go to a movie, just me and her, and we will sit in a movie theater by ourselves in the back, in the middle, in the back, whatever. And somebody will come and sit right beside us.
Entirely empty movie theater.
Entirely empty movie theater. They will sit right
where you get to pick your own seat, right? When you get your ticket, and you can see that there are only two other people in the theater. But, you know, right up on you.
That happens to me almost every time. I go in just...
But I don't... the movie theater thing's not... Yeah, so yeah, we will also... so, like, going to... so, even just going to do, like, normal stuff, right? So, you know, you go... You're like, okay, I'm gonna go and we'll gas up the car. Go to, nobody's at the gas station. Guy inside is like, hey, first person I've seen all day. I'm like, not for long, right? Because by the time we've gassed up the car, gotten a cold drink out of the cooler, it is jam-packed. And all of a sudden, 10 family vans just emptied in their parking lot. I don't know what it is. It's one of those weird ones.
Yeah, attract people. That's a good thing.
I don't know. Some sort of energy around the family. I don't know if that's good or bad. Because I actually, I'm okay for the only people in places.
I understand.
Absolutely. But no, it's funny. We will go somewhere and it's completely slow and then bam.
Wow.
You know, doors open up, you know, I'm trying to think.
There's that one little, it's kind of like a little knick-knacky place. So you go in and they've got all kinds of things that you can, you know, look at and buy. And when we go in there, it's been a while since we've been there as a family. But when we go in there, they're so excited to see us because every time we go in, it's, you know, right after us comes, you know, a whole bunch of people. I don't know. Maybe we just look like we're going to cool places. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. And it's it happens often enough and at enough volume of other people walking in that other people remark on it. Like every time you guys come here, a whole bunch, like our day gets really busy.
Oh, hey. Don't knock. Hey,
trendsetters, and we didn't even know it.
You're trendsetters. That's how you have to look at it.
Pretty much. So, anyway, that was one thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
What's the next thing?
Well, let's go into an old segment that we haven't gone into for a while. Sharing wisdom. And the mister has a thing he found this week.
I really, the whole idea of sharing wisdom, I really think we should rename the segment to just sharing interesting things we found online.
All right.
So long of a sentence.
We'll talk about that next show. But this week, I got top 10 rules every marriage should live by.
Ooh.
I shared an article on Facebook, our Facebook page. You know, I wanted to get, of course, my wife's opinion on this.
I haven't seen it.
No, I know.
That's the point.
I'm trying to share it with you.
We're sharing.
Point.
What do we go through show prep for?
No, that's not part of the show prep because we don't want you to know about it.
All right, so can I see it? I can't read from over here.
I'm trying to read it to you.
So let them read it, and
so
then we'll get your idea.
Number one, top 10, talk your face off. Communication by far is the number one rule that couples cite as the key to a lasting marriage. And truthfully, I believe it because I've seen the importance in my marriage. Talk your face off.
Why would they say talk your face off? That just makes it sad.
I will address this one for a second, and she can say it after me. I agree with it to a point, But there's a lot of times she's like, can you please be quiet? All right. So I do think communication is very, very important. Yeah. But over-communication is can be bad.
I was raised by a Marine. So, you know, the general stance was, you know, if you talk too much, your life could depend on, you know, you being quiet. So you should only really speak when you need to and about things of importance.
Speak when you need to. That's a good way to look at it, actually.
And actually, if you've ever met my father, he's not a big talker. So communicating, yes. I think, you know, it's important to be able to communicate effectively as well.
All right.
Okay. Well, number two, you would definitely agree with, banish TV from the bedroom.
Yes.
I've always had a hard time and fast rule about banning TV from our bedroom. Now that TV is everywhere, of course, it's got a little bit harder because now Netflix is a part of that. You know, because people love watching a movie in bed with Netflix. But it's nice. It says it's nice to have one room in the house, especially the bedroom that doesn't have TV. I see it from a woman's point of view, and I know it's been tough for me, so I'm trying to do a better job of it.
A woman's point of view.
No, my wife's. I see it from your perspective.
Okay.
I mean, for me, it's hard to do because of the way I grew up, and like I've said before, yeah. It's hard for me to give up. I'm trying. I'm working on it. But I see what she's saying about the TV. It can definitely help.
So the article was written by a female?
Yes.
Okay.
I can see that, though, with the bedroom.
Because
the bedroom is supposed to be like right. a sanctuary.
Respite. Yes.
It's a sanctuary. It's supposed to be, you know. So I could see where, like, you know, the TV doesn't need to be in the bedroom. But I could see where he's coming from because, I mean, I grew up with a TV in my bedroom. So, but I, you know.
But
I know a lot of people didn't.
I understand what you're saying. And, you know, that's one of the things that, yeah, I'm trying to work on to be able to help in the house, not play it while we're in bed, you know. So.
All right.
Okay.
So what's
nothing else to add?
I agree with her.
All right. You just agree 100%.
I agree with
and
her.
You, right. You said you wanted my to get right. my thoughts on it.
No,
I agree.
All right. Number three, pick your battles. Pick your battles.
Yes.
My grandparents' 61st anniversary is today. She always told me to pick your battles and just listen when you know you're right and bite your tongue.
Absolutely.
So that is number three. Go ahead, Mrs.
Yes, you should pick your battles.
Why is that important?
Because not everything can be... You know, not everything has to be a fight, right? Sometimes it is okay to let things go.
Okay. Well, that goes into my next number four. Learn to let go of the little things. Raise your digital hand if you're guilty of holding a grudge like no one's business.
Only on the important things.
Right. I've got problems.
For the wives who keep track of how many times their husbands miss the laundry basket, forget to pick up the one thing we asked from the grocery store, or somehow didn't notice the baby's explosive diaper. Make like Elisa and let it go.
How did you not notice?
Well, that's because guys, that's things guys say. Oh, really, honey? I didn't notice that there was a... diaper full of toxic waste.
No, and it's true, though. I mean, we all, I think we both sometimes miss some of the little things. You know I miss some of the little things. And, you know.
I think if you're spending your time thinking about whether or not your husband puts his socks in the laundry, you've got other issues going on. Because at the end of the day, like, that's just, like, who cares?
Well, no, that's little things. I mean, like you're saying, yeah, okay.
Yeah, don't sweat the small stuff, I guess.
And,
right?
And a good example is one of our very first shows. We talked about, you know, that we had the question around how many pairs of shoes did I have that weren't where they were supposed to be in the house. So, and the mister spends a lot of time picking up my shoes.
I am, believe it or not, I am very OCD about things.
some things.
No, when it,
I don't believe you.
A lot of things in that house. I'm very, you know, I'm like, for example, shows, it has to be done the my way that I do it. You know, saving stuff, whatever else. You know, at home, when you're tripping over shoes.
You're not tripping over them.
Okay.
But it's, you know, and if you are, why are you walking there? But the, but I, my point was, you have not made that a big issue. We don't fight about my shoes.
No.
Not being where you would like them to be. You just put them there.
Usually, yes.
And then every once in a while, you may make a comment about how many pairs you had to pick up. But, I mean, we don't have arguments about that. You let that go, and you've found a way to work through that thing that you know, probably annoys the heck out of you.
I think this is a big subject in a lot of relationships because you need to let little things go. It's hard for a lot of people, me as an example, to let little things go. It just is. Because I want to solve every issue, every problem that's ever been made. And you can't do it.
And then once he has, you must then follow his instructions specifically.
Why did you have to add on? Why did you have to add on?
Because that's what this is about.
I'm right there with him, though. Because, I mean, even in life, you just cannot let it go. Like, you got to sweat the small stuff. I have an issue with it too.
I think it's a lot harder for guys than women. I know a lot more guys that have issues.
I
want to
please everybody, and I can't do that. It's just not possible. You're not going to please everybody.
You know,
I think it's harder for women. I think women walk around with a significant amount of just stuff that goes on, and so I don't think that it shows until it's built up to a certain level. Mm-hmm. So while it looks like they let things go,
they let it bottle up more, maybe.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. No. They let it bottle up more. I agree with you on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
They allow.
We just kind of let it.
They allow it to, you know, they allow it to get into a nice big, you know, stack of whatever, and then it
just explodes.
And then it comes out.
It's like Jenga. It's just. Falls at one point.
Well,
if Jenga exploded in your face and made you wish you hadn't walked in the door, yes, that's
exploding Jenga. Let's go to Jenga. That.
Well, going from that one, number five, it's a marathon, not a sprint. When things are easy, we can get by on the basics, respect, humor, and communication. When things get tough, we have to reach deep down and think about the big picture, the qualities that the other person brings to the table. Bottom line, marriage is about the long haul, not just how you're feeling right this minute, is what it's saying, basically.
Agreed.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's not a, it's a, and it is a commitment. And I don't know that we've particularly talked much about the fact that we're, you know, that we really are a faith-based couple. So when we were married, you know, we were married in a church and with the sacrament and of marriage. And so it is, you know, that pledge that you make to one another in front of, you know, your in front of God and your family and friends is that, you know, you are committed to one another with no, you know, no impediment, and that you understand that it is a lifetime and not something that's easily exitable.
Yeah.
And I think often in society, people, you know, I mean, there were shows about picking spouse number two, right? So, I mean, when you don't really consider it to be permanent, which you really should when you get married, you should be going into it from that perspective.
Yes.
Then, you know, you do look at it as a sprint. So at the very first sign of trouble, people exit. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we've had lots of conversations, especially before we got married, about the fact that, you know, you may choose not to live in the same house, but you're still married.
Yes. So. If I ever have to leave I have to go home. So Mom, clean my room. No, I'm just kidding. No.
You can move in with me.
Well, me, you, and Grandma. All right, there you go.
Yes, unleash the two of you on the world together. Yes.
Number six, be selfless once in a while.
Okay.
I'm super guilty of this is our article. I'm super guilty of thinking that somehow marriage revolves around me and my needs, like my husband is just there to help me. So when I start feeling stressed or just out of sync, I know it's a signal to get the heck out of my selfish head and do something nice for him. Man.
So what are you going to do for me?
I'm waiting on you to say that to me.
Really?
I thought I did last night.
Where massage, were we a couple of weeks ago?
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
Where were we a couple of weeks ago where you got that shirt?
We went and saw your sister.
Okay.
No, I know the selfless. You do a lot of selfless things. You do.
Yes.
Do you want me to have a banner above my head every day to show how much
no,
you do?
No, I'm not. I didn't ask for that at all. You're the one who brought this article up.
No, I know. I know. No, we do a pretty good job of this.
I wish I could just have an elevator and just go down.
Yeah. Number seven, accept that you can't control your spouse's actions.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, if my husband would plan date night once in a while, I'd be more willing to do some of his favorite things in return. If you're waiting around for more love from your partners first, you might wait forever. Be a good partner. That's basically what it says.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing on that one?
No.
Disagree. All right. Work out your own issues. I know you try to do that with me a lot, that I need – and we're different, so we think about things differently.
Yes.
Work out your own issues. One of the keys to lasting marriage is the willingness to work on your own individual issues that could affect your marriage. Thoughts? Need a nap? Later.
It's been a long week.
So, but no, work on your own issues.
I agree. I think... And you're right, Mister. We've had a lot of conversations around, you know, kind of working through what's going on, and it is not easy to not bring the things that are really ours to control into the relationship. So we end up needing sometimes to be reminded that there are things that we're not going to solve as a couple until we work through them individually.
I agree. You have to make yourself better before you can help your spouse or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine, don't rely on your spouse for your own individual happiness. If you're waiting for marriage to complete you, you've fallen victim to the great fairy tale lie of marriage. Your husband will not make you happy if you're not happy alone, period.
That's very true. I think it's a challenge, I think, in general for people to think that happiness lies outside of them. So if they have this, if they're dating, married, if they have children, if the happiness is just around the corner when they get X, whether, you know, X is something that you can purchase with money or it's a relationship that they're looking for, you know, with a through marriage, dating, whatever, or, you know, again, through having children. And I think first is you have to find happiness within yourself. And then not only can you be happy with others, but then you can build on that happiness.
Yep. All right. And the last one is number 10, assume the best in the other. For us, the key is to assume the best in the other person. You're upset much less when they just get it wrong but still tried. I never intend for him to feel disrespected, but I know he never intends for me to feel unloved. Excuse me. It just changes the perspective. Imagine how much marriage would change if we started every disagreement with assuming the best from our partner instead of the worst.
No, I like that. I think and probably – the best one on her list, right, is to remember that spouses have one another's best interests at heart, or at least I'll say in a really good, strong marriage where, you know, regardless of what else goes on, If you, you know, have trust and honesty and love in it, then you're always going to be looking for the best in the other person. And I think sometimes just looking for the best helps you to find the best and helps the other person be their best.
Yeah, I agree. Right. But I thought it was a good top 10. It was 10. Would you add anything to that 10 that we just talked about?
I really would need to think about that a little bit.
Okay. Well, maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
So, all right. Or, in, excuse me, 2 weeks, because no show next week, because there's something coming up next Saturday.
How about there is no 50-50 in a relationship? Each partner has to give 100%.
Okay.
That's I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Again, check us out, MrAndMrsShow.com, Twitter, Facebook.
And make sure you Periscope and stick around. We got one more show coming up.
Yes, that's right, Periscope fans.
Stay tuned.